Okay, so we go into, we continue. Any questions from the previous? Okay, so these are some verses. Must be from the Theragata.
If it were the Theragata, how would they have, what's the abbreviation?
Actually, the standard, the one that's sort of become official for the Theragata is simply TH, and then for Theragata, TH with the long I. This is their own representation. Okay. Akodano nupa nahi.
Akodano nupa nahi.
Amayo rita pesuno.
Amayo rita pesuno.
Save tadi sako biku.
Save tadi sako biku.
Evang pecha nasochati.
Evang pecha nasochati.
Okay, so here we have first the two words in the first line, akodano, and then it's contracted, an upanahi. Okay, akodano means without anger, one without anger. You know the word koda means anger. And then kodana means a person who's angry. And then the negation of that is with the negative prefix a. So a kodano means one who is not angry, one who doesn't get angry. And then upanahi, there's a noun upanaha. Upanaha means something like malice, ill will. Okay, and then one who has ill will. Is upanahin. That's a person, a malicious person, than one who doesn't have malice. Anupanahi, one without malice. And then because this is a masculine singular nominative form, the IN gets replaced by the long I. Just like with Hutting, then we get hutti, meaning elephant. Pucking, and then it gives the nominative singular pucky, a bird. So this is anupanahin, gives the nominative masculine nominative singular anupanahi. So one without anger, one without malice, then amayo is one without maya. the noun maya means, we call it in English hypocrisy. I think the Chinese use chu. Is it with chu?
Chu.
I don't have Chinese text here. There's a common combination, chan chu. One who is chan is like flattering others, praising others in order to get some benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And then chu is crooked.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that combination?
Chan chu.
It occurs in the canonical text. I don't know whether it's used in the modern Chinese. Anyway, don't have to waste time.
Yeah.
Anyway, Maya, this quality called Maya, means one pretends that one has virtues that one doesn't have. Like one shows oneself, you know, when nobody's around, one will carry on in any way one wants. But when you're walking in front of other people, like a monk will walk very slowly, trying to give the appearance of being very mindful.
So like deceitful.
Yeah, but there's another quality that's the opposite of that, or the counterpart of that, which is what we translate deceitful. Deceitful is covering up the faults that one does have. So Maya is presenting oneself as having virtues that one doesn't have.
So this is an affectation,
like a deception?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Well, deceitful deception.
Mm-hmm.
Deception is when you have faults, you cover them up mm-hmm. and deny them or pretend one doesn't have them. Okay, then Rita Pesuno. Now, Pesuno, there's a word, Pesuna. Which is one of the types of bad speech. The wrong speech. Pisuna vacha. Pisuna vacha is, I think they call it the yangshu in Chinese. The yangshu.
Mm-hmm.
Yangshu.
Yangshu. Hua? Yangshu. I think sometimes it's simply just liangshi.
Just liangshi.
Yeah, liangshi.
Okay. So this means speaking bad things about people
mm-hmm.
in order to create conflict between them, spreading rumors in order to create division.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, when I'm together with Venerable Haitian, I say, oh, he's so diligent, works so hard in the kitchen, he does such noble service for the monastery, then I want to create division between Haitian and Sagarananda. So I say to Sagarananda, you know that Haitian when the people come on Saturday, Sunday, he's always charging them. He's always asking them for money. And then Hai Chen gets a bad impression, mm-hmm. or Hai Le gets a bad impression about Hai Chen, and then there's conflict between them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's spreading bad reports about others. Mm-hmm. And so Paisuna is based on that word. It means Paisuna is the adjective. Paisuna is the noun. You can say slanderous. Well, that's slanderous is an adjective. Okay, Paisuna is slander. And Rita means devoid of, empty of. So this is somebody, Ammayo means he's not pretentious, not hypocritical, and not, we could say, vicious, not slanderous. He doesn't speak liangshi. He doesn't speak double tongue. And then comes the third line. Savetadi sako bhikkhu evang pecha nasochati. I think you recited already. I'm just repeating. Okay, first, the word ve doesn't really have any meaning. It's just what we call a syllable filler. It's something like truly or indeed. You know, it just fills up space to meet the meter. The word tadisako means like that. And of course, bhikkhu is monk. And so putting it together, a bhikkhu like that, or such a monk indeed, then evang pecha nasochati. The word pecha, what part of speech is it? Anybody know? Right, very good. It's a gerund. It comes from, okay, there's a verb eti, which means to go. And then there's a prefix, pa, which, I don't know how to explain it, maybe to go forth. Or to depart. And so when we have pa plus 80, the A drops out and we get peti. But I don't know whether peti actually occurs, but the past participle of peti is peta, one who has passed away, one who has died, who has passed away. And then this comes to take on the special meaning of what we call the ugwe, the hungry ghosts. But originally it means simply one who has passed away. So that is the past participle. And then the gerund form would be originally petya, having passed away. But you remember what I've said several dozen times. What happens in Pali is that what happens to a TY combination? Right. The TY combination is unstable, so it turns into a double C. So it becomes pecha. So having passed away or having died. So thus having died, nasochati, he does not sorrow. Oh, all of these verses are actually almost the same. I think I could go through all of them because any questions on this verse? Kim, June, Venerable Satchinanda?
Not right now, but then.
Okay. Okay, the next 1, 2, 3, 4 verses are basically the same, except the only thing that's different is the third line in each verse. Mm. So the next verse we have Gutta Dvaro Sadabhiku.
Gutta Dvaro Sadabhiku.
Okay, this means Gutta Dvara means Gutta means guarding or guarded, and Dvara means the doors. So it means the sense faculties. So this is one who guard, and it's the subject is bhikkhu. So the monk who guards the doors. And what does this mean?
When someone comes in the monastery?
No.
Kind of. The sense doors.
Right. It's the sense doors. It doesn't mean that they assign a monk, you keep watch over the door.
Security.
And see who comes in. But dvara here means the doors of the senses. So this might be shogun, maybe in Chinese. So guarding. What?
Gunman.
Okay, so shogunman. So guarding the sense doors. And here it functions as an adjective describing bhikkhu, the monk. And the word sadda means always. Or constantly. So a monk who is constantly guarding the sense doors, having passed away, does not sorrow. Okay, then the next verse, the third line is Kalyana Silo So Bhikkhu.
Kalyana Silo So Bhikkhu.
Okay, so of course we know now Kalyana means good and Sila means behavior, especially virtuous behavior. And so that monk of good behavior having passed away does not sorrow. Okay, the next verse is tricky. Okay, now it's I'll decide it. Kalyana Mito So Bhikkhu.
Kalyana Mito So Bhikkhu.
Okay, Kalyana Mito means Kalyana means good and Mito means friend. So what does Kalyano Mito So Bhikkhu mean?
Always associated with good friends, San Zhi Shi.
Okay, say it again.
Oh, he who always associates himself with good friends.
Right. You see, one might think a monk who is a good friend, but here Kalyana Mito is an adjective describing the monk as one who has good friends, a monk who associates with good friends. So that monk who has good friends, or that monk who associates with good friends, having passed away, does not sorrow. And then the last verse Kalyana Panyo So Bhikkhu. Okay, so this is the monk who has good wisdom. Of course, I don't think the texts ever speak about bad wisdom, but it's just a verse. So that monk who has good wisdom, that monk of good wisdom, doesn't sorrow having passed away.
So, Bande, I'm sorry. When the fourth sentence has not passed away, which means literally he did not pass away. Not sorrow when passing away?
Yeah. Having passed away, he does not sorrow. In other words, when he dies...
Oh.
Excuse me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he dies, the sense seems to be he doesn't go to a bad destination so that he sorrows in the next life.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he doesn't sorrow when he's facing death in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Though we could infer also that somebody who has these good qualities, when death comes, they won't sorrow. They won't grieve. What are we going to do next week now? I think I overshot myself. Because I wanted to start the review. Why don't you guys start the review?
What is that?
Excuse me?
The review.
The review goes, let's see. Last time we had reviewed up through lesson 5. So now we could start the review from lesson 6. I do the review only on the further readings. Let's see which one has the most interesting passages. Yeah, we could try fitting in at least as much as possible of the review for further readings of lesson 6.
So what does that mean? Do you ask questions or something?
Yeah, that's the
test.
It's not that I'm going to hand out paper, but I call on people to translate a sentence or two sentences at a time. Then I mark how they're doing.
The seat goes down into the ground.
Don't answer, right? Time dynasty.
And so you have to be able to answer Visarado, a monku buto, confidently and without any embarrassment.
So which chapters?
So probably, of course, I'm going to do the last reading of lesson 8. And then we start on the review certainly. I'll take passage further readings 1 on page 90 to 91, and maybe we could get some of the verses in section 2. So next week is the 8th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the 15th, I think we can get in a lesson. And then after that, the week after that, maybe even 2 weeks, we'll take a break. Because we have the Amitabha retreat, then
interfaith prayer.
You have to prepare for that?
Interfaith. We have to prepare our prayer.
For 5 minutes? A whole week for 5 minutes?
No, I'm just joking. We'll
see. Let's see. That's the 29th.
Yeah.
No, I think we could have a class the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
But the 22nd, we won't have a class.
But on the 8th, we're going to be finishing up 8.
Yeah. I do that. You don't have to worry about. Oh. I mean, you could look at it, but don't worry about.
And then the review starts with one.
Six.
Yeah, the further reading on page 90.
Page 90, 91.
Yeah.
Chapter six. Okay.
Yeah. This would be sections 1 and 2 over pages 90 and 91.
Mm-hmm. And then each week you'll do another review?
Yeah, until we get through lesson 8 again. Always just taking the further readings unless I say, if I think that the initial readings are more challenging, then I'll give the initial reading. What is that?
You better get going.
Better get going.
You better get going.
And then those who do well, they get a little certificate at the end.
You get a valedictory and they
yeah, we have a graduation ceremony.
It's very lovely.
And those who don't do well, they also get to wear a hat. The cone hat.
And you have to wear it. You wear it for about a month.